Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
The stage at a political convention is a beast like no other in the entertainment world. It needs to accommodate 12 or more camera positions. The stage must make everyone feel at home, from a soft-spoken widow sharing her story of losing a loved one, to the Lynyrd Skynyrd rock band, to the angry gesticulations of a Rudy Giuliani, to the candidate himself, him or herself. But this week, it's Donald Trump.
It's not putting up a small, you know, a stage for a Madonna concert or something. There's a lot that goes into this.
That's Jeff Larson, CEO of the 2016 Republican National Convention, who worked with design partners and the Trump campaign to oversee the month-long construction of the massive, silver-clad, screen-filled stage unveiled yesterday. Trump vowed to bring showbiz back to the convention this year, also saying that the 2012 Republican convention was, quote, the single most boring convention I've ever seen. Well, the man who designed that 2012 stage for Mitt Romney, Jim Fenhagen, is currently in Cleveland to design the Daily Show set. No one's ever called that show boring. Fenhagen has worked on hundreds of sets through the years and has won 20 Emmys for his work.
You get a lot of information about, you know, the procedures and things that have to happen, like the roll call and that kind of stuff. So you have to allow for both a sort of intimate one person standing there, as well as, you know, flag bearers and Marines all lined up. So it's a pretty busy stage, and it takes different sizes, and, you know, you have to fit a lot of people in.
If you had known Clint Eastwood was going to do the thing with the chair, would you have done anything different on the stage?
That's a great question. Yeah, a lot of people ask me, did I provide the chair? No, we didn't see that one coming. Maybe I would have, had a chair ready for him if I had known he needed a chair.
Better lighting, maybe some sound effects.
Yeah, we needed a chair special lighting.
Cue the chair special.
Yeah.
So what do you think the differences are in what went on for Mitt Romney in 2012 and this very different casting, at the very least, of a convention with Donald Trump?
Well, you know, having had the experience the last time, the interesting thing is that you need to start the project before you know who the candidate really is,
right?
Because there's so much infrastructure you have to figure out. So basically, for when we did it, we did like two different designs. We did the first design without any input before we knew it was Romney. And then as soon as Romney came on board, he sent one of his people there, and we completely redesigned the whole set, turned it around in a pretty fast amount of time. So, and I'm not sure if that's how this one went, but that's how it went for me. And so you have to be prepared to sort of turn on a dime.
Is this one of those deals where the candidate is always right?
Yeah, once they come in, they're the boss. So they are right, yes. You have to do what they want. And, you know, with Romney, he came in with a specific, his handler, you know, said, listen, we need to do something more personal, warmer. He actually came up with this phrase, sort of America's living room.
Mr. Chairman and delegates, I accept your nomination for President of the United States.
As designers, that's good stuff for us. You know, we like, okay, that sounds, you know, something I can work with. And so we ended up sort of really warming up the stage and making it, you know, a little bit more approachable.
And is there a like secret tunnel that only like the candidate and the real high value folks would use to get on stage, kind of by magic?
There have been, you know, there's always a discussion. I think every time this is done is, how is the candidate going to make his appearance, you know? And sometimes the stage for the final night of the candidate's appearance reconfigures, which is what we did 4 years ago. I don't know what they're doing here, but 4 years ago, overnight between Wednesday night and Thursday night, when Mitt Romney was going to appear, we pulled off the front of the stage and extended the stage so it came way out into the audience. And Mitt Romney made his entrance through the crowd, probably the most insecure way to, in terms of that Secret Service. So it was that part of that whole making Mitt Romney more accessible.
Is this a cost is no object kind of gig, or is it really, really controlled, the spending?
I didn't feel that. I think within reason, we cut some things back in terms of the kind of LED screens we were getting, but the budget was, you know, was pretty well taken care of. We didn't have to worry too much. I don't remember making big cuts.
How do you think the stagecraft of this convention affects your current assignment, The Daily Show, I mean, the comedy shows have lived off of Trump now for months and months and months.
Well, the way the set is designed, well, first of all, we started designing the set before we knew it was Trump, because we have to plan these things well in advance. So the concept of The Daily Show set is more about the road to Washington. And I was particularly inspired, you know, recently they were repairing the Washington Monument, and it was enclosed in scaffolding. And I just thought that was like this sort of image of Washington needing to be repaired. So that theme we put into The Daily Show set. There's references of Washington being broken and sort of being put back together. But what we have built into the set are these two large projection screens on either side. And so the graphics team, that's probably where the kind of specific Trump references will appear, both in either side of where Trevor is sitting.
In looking at the RNC's offering here in Cleveland, is there a kind of Mar-a-Lago quality to this stage? And anything that tips the hand of who might have really insisted on various things?
It doesn't seem to be that there's a, you know, there's no gold on the set that I can see. You know, I think it more is, from what I was looking at, it seems more of a reference to, you know, trying to bring a little Cleveland onto the set. There's these side panels on the set that are kind of angled, and they're definitely, to me, a reference to the Rockefeller Hall of Fame or the MoCA Museum, which is this really striking sort of angular museum that's in Cleveland. So they're trying to, and they even put out, there was a little press release that they were trying to like sort of relate to Cleveland. So there's this sort of Cleveland aspect that sort of shrouds this big screen.
But it sounds a little like they've moved away from the America's living room idea and gone to America's trophy room idea.
They're definitely, it's not a living room. It feels more corporate and, you know, more award show kind of feel, which is often how these things tend to look.
Jim Fenhangen is Executive Vice President of Design at Jack Morton Productions. He designed the 2012 RNC set for Mitt Romney. We spoke with him from Cleveland, where he's in charge of The Daily Show set.